Talktainment Radio, Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalktainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalktainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse
you. Alrighty, Talktainment Radio, welcome. We go where you go, the world's greatest radio. You are now in touch with the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is radio the way it should be heard. Now, to get in contact with the show, you can call 1-877-932-9766. You can also do it this way. Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y. At gmail.com. You can view and listen to the show by going to the YouTube channel, type in the word Talktainment, and then you will type in the word radio, scroll down to where it says Talktainment number 2, Talktainment number 2. And when you do that, you'll be on the page and you can subscribe and like button. We would like for you to do that. You can also do it this way. Go to the TalktainmentRadio.com homepage, and at the very top of the page, you'll see a big sign that says Listen Live. You're right there. Listen Live. And also, to replay of the show, you can go to Facebook.com/Talktainment, and you have it all there. Okay, today being Wednesday, the 24th of April, 2019. Where did the time go for this month? We're going to continue our discussion that we had last week. Got a lot of calls, a lot of Gmails concerning the code book, and Mr. Fuller focused on focus, how we have to stay focused. And it is of my opinion that a lot of us, for whatever the reason, the distractions in life, we lose our focus and then it gets all messed up. But we're going to have Mr. Fuller address that. Today's title of the show is Reading the Code Book. And before you ask your question, whether you're speaking with Mr. Fuller or not, if you follow it, you have to ask this question. What does the Code Book have to say about that? And the reason why I say that is because it appears that some of you are not reading the Code Book if you, in fact, have the Code Book, which Mr. Fuller will speak about a quarter till the next hour, and it makes me wonder: do you read the book, or what does the book say in the form of his suggestions? We'll discuss that, you know, coming up here. Okay, what does the code say, Mr. Fuller? Good morning to some. I'm going to introduce Mr. Neely Fuller and present to others Mr. Neely Fuller. Mr. Fuller, good morning, and how are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm still learning.
You've always mentioned throughout this program and the programs that I've been with you about following a code. Mr. Fuller, why is it so important that we follow a code? And in particular, we're speaking of the compensatory code system concept. But why is it important to follow and focus in on a code?
It's important because this is the only way that anything gets done that's successful. Everything in the universe that's been done by people or creatures that has been quote-unquote successful has been done, if it's done consistently, according to a code. A code is very well allied. It's connected with consistency and success in consistency. In other words, you keep doing something over and over again. And every time you do it, it works. And when you don't do it, it doesn't work. So a code, if you want to use it within that context, within that definition, is something that every time you do it, it works. I mean, fire will burn, water is wet. You can kind of depend on water to be codified, that water will behave like water. Fire will behave like fire. And these are things that people discovered, whomever the first people were on the planet, among what historians call the primitive people and whatnot. They would try something, and it wouldn't work. And then they would try something else, and that wouldn't work. And then they would try something else, and that wouldn't work. And then they would try something. Maybe after 15 different tries of different things, how to use woodwork, how to use stone, and they say, that seems to work. So anything that works, when you do it, becomes, you might say, codified. It becomes a code because it works. It serves the purpose that you are trying to get the purpose served. And you can reach that purpose by going through the same motions each time. It's a certain way to roast a chicken. Otherwise, I mean, you can't roast a chicken by frying a chicken. That's a different process. And you say, well, do you use the same process to fry a chicken as you do to roast a chicken? Say, oh, no. Roasting, that's one code. Frying is another code. That's all it is. And I've given, it may be kind of ragged the way that I'm putting it, but I hope that that's understood. That's basically what a code is.
Okay.
And when it comes to trying to solve the race problem, in my opinion, and that's why I call it a compensatory code, compensatory meaning making up for what's missing. That's what compensation means, like unemployment compensation.
Mm-hmm.
When you get unemployment compensation, it means you're making up for what's missing. And what is missing? What is missing is you're not employed. So therefore, you get something to tide you over until you can get employed in something that you really want to be doing. Of course, according to the code that I've written, all people are employed, including even people who are what you call unemployed. It's just that you're employed doing something constructive, or you're employed doing something non-constructive. And that itself is a code.
Yes, sir.
What's the difference between unemployment and employment? Well, there's no such thing as being unemployed. Even when people are dead, they are employed. Why? Because their dead bodies are still being processed. They're doing something. They're deteriorating. They're refurbishing the soil or something. They're going back to the earth. A dead body is actually employed. So there's really no such thing as unemployment. And you're employed doing something constructive or non-constructive.
Mm-hmm.
That's a code.
Okay. All right. With that being said, 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you call to get in contact with the show. Let's go to the Gmails, and it says this. This comes from Frames. Says this, Mr. Fuller, since punishment for murder is death, according to you then, Mr. Fuller, who equates abortion with murder, should women who have undergone it kill themselves in order for justice to prevail?
No. See, that's what I hear again. That's what I mean by compensatory and what your objective is. The whole objective is to replace the system of white supremacy with the system of justice. Well, we don't have justice. We can't even practice justice. We can head toward it in this system, but the system itself is built to disallow justice. It's built so that justice will not exist. You can't have justice and the system of white supremacy on the same planet at the same time. That just won't work.
Mm-hmm.
So you automatically are always in an unjust and non-stable, correctly stable situation. Everybody on the planet, because you have an unjust government governing the entire planet, the behavior of all people, either directly or indirectly, in all nine areas of activity, all the time. Economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and of course war, which the system of white supremacy is the greatest wartime condition ever inflicted upon the people of the entire planet called Earth in recorded history. So you can't have justice. So therefore you have murder. You have everybody doing things directly, indirectly, all the time that are not correct. There's no such thing as getting it the way that it ought to be. If you have two or three things that are correct, you have two or three things, or maybe one thing that's not correct. So the sum total of it is you're feeding into a system, regardless, that's an incorrect system because the system itself is incorrect. The system of white supremacy is the only stable and efficient and, you might say, qualified for the term government among the people of what we call the planet Earth. There is no other government other than that. There are clusters of people who are called governments. Even an individual person can be called a government because you do govern what you do. You can move your left hand or your right hand. You can walk into a room and sit down in a chair. That's a form of government. You're making decisions. That's what government is, making decisions and then acting on the decisions made. But nobody makes the decisions that are as powerful as those white people. Not all white people, but those white people who are the smartest and most powerful. Nobody makes decisions that have proven to be as powerful as the decisions that they make, not only for themselves, but for all people who are classified as non-white. And that's what you call white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All righty. 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you can call to get in contact with the show and address your questions to Mr. Fuller. This comes from the Gmails, comes from Mr. Reeves. He says this, Mr. Fuller: since our establishment here in America, black people have done remarkable things despite being oppressed. For instance, musicians like Louis Armstrong, John Coltrane, Ella Fitzgerald made music that innovated and today is admired in professional circles and academia across the world. It is important for the self-esteem and motivation of black people to know the great accomplishments we've made despite our oppression. Or is it more important we focus on practicing a code that helps improve our current situation, whether we know history or not?
Absolutely. History is just whatever happened 5 minutes ago, or whatever happened 2 seconds ago, or 1 second ago. History is whatever has happened. So it comes down to, what do you use history for? Primarily, if there are things to be corrected, you use history to teach you the difference between what is the correct thing and constructive thing to do, and what is the non-constructive thing that you avoid doing. That's basically what the purpose for history. It's not for bragging rights. You don't need that. We are taught that. People are taught that. Well, you got to have something to brag about to boost your self-esteem. Your self-esteem comes from solving problems.
Yes, sir.
You just look at a problem and you back up off of it and you study it and you figure out how to solve that problem, that's where your self-esteem is supposed to come from, if you solve that problem constructively. Because there's always one of two ways to go, just two. If you're not going one way, you're going another. And that's constructive, non-constructive. That's all a baby has to know when it comes into the world. The difference between doing something constructive and something non-constructive. Now, a person might look at a baby and say, you haven't been here no time. And so what do you know? And so you don't have any history. You haven't been here long enough to have a history. You were just born. But the baby says, I got a history of standing up in that crib because yesterday I didn't know how. And today I know how. So I can hold on to the side of the crib. But I didn't know how to do that yesterday. All right? So I'm making what you call progress. I'm learning how to stand. I'm learning, maybe in a few days or a few weeks or whatever, how to walk. All right? And that will be my history. And all I have to do is just use my history to learn, you know, if I learn how to walk yesterday, I will use what I learned yesterday to walk today. And that doesn't stop. It's the same with every creature on the planet. That's just the mathematics of it. So if we're talking about the framework of history and self-esteem and all that, well, the white supremacists, they tell us, well, you got to know this. In order for you to get justice, you have to know your history. I can't give you justice. Well, I know enough about my history to know that I'm being mistreated mm-hmm. right this minute. Mm-hmm. All right? That's all you really have to say. Say, well, hey, you know, you're not qualified because you don't know enough about history and whatnot. I'm not qualified for what? To be treated correctly? I don't have to have a history to be treated correctly. I mean, that's supposed to happen from day one, the day that I take a breath, the day that everybody takes a breath. Don't mistreat people. Now, how much history do you have to know in order to know not to mistreat people? But see, they got all these different phony qualifications. They, meaning the white supremacists,
yes.
primarily, and we pick it up and make the same criteria. Well, you got to go and study all about, you know, who built the pyramids in order for you to be able to walk across the room. Otherwise, you can't walk. You can't talk unless you know who built the pyramids and how many people were involved in it and what their names were, what their grandmother's names were, and where they are buried now. See, this is the white supremacists, see, and they look at each other and they wink at each other when they tell black people to go off on these safaris and whatnot and try to, you know, well, learn this and learn that. They tell us what we ought to learn in order to qualify for just one thing, not being mistreated. See, that's what we have. That's what we mean by focus, since that's the subject of this talk today,
mm-hmm.
focus. All it is about, you're either being treated correctly or non-correctly. Now, everybody's supposed to be treated correctly. We're supposed to have justice, balance between people. Justice, the compensatory definition, one that I gave it, is guaranteeing that no person is mistreated and guarantee that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help. 24/7, everywhere, all the time, in every area of activity, guarantee that no person is mistreated. That's the compensatory definition for justice.
Yes.
That's number one. Guarantee that no person is mistreated. Got to guarantee it. And number two, guarantee that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help. Underline constructive. Because some people will ask for help. And you say, well, how can I help you? You need help? How can I help you? Well, I need another snort of cocaine. You say, well, now, that's help. That's helping you. But is that constructive? Is that constructive help? Yes or no? There's only one of two ways to go in any move that you make on this planet, minute by minute, mm-hmm. second by second.
Mm-hmm.
Constructive, non-constructive. That's all we need to get straight. We don't need a whole bunch of fancy words to pretty it up and all like that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm either being mistreated or I'm not.
Yes, sir.
And hey, I'm either doing something constructive or I'm not doing something constructive. Which is it?
Yes.
And that's it.
That's it.
All that stuff about self-esteem and, you know, and how you, what kind of clothes you put on and whatnot, and, you know, and whether or not you meet this type of standard and that type of standard. The white supremacist is always setting types of standards and whatnot. Hey, are you treating people correctly? And are you helping people that need help the most?
Yes, sir.
That's it.
Okay. TalkTamedRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge, worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news and lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Here's a few shows that I'm going to share with you right now. Wiggins World with Stacey Wiggins. New Money with Drew and Janae. And also the Quay Morgan Hill Show. Now, all of these programs are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com. And to get a sample of each one of these programs or the other programs that TalkTainment Radio has, all you need to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, and at the top line, you'll see where it says Programs. Give it a click, and then a list of all the programs will come up. And all you have to do is select which one that you would like to sample it to see what it's like. So actually, sample all of them if you'd like, but sample one and see if you like it. You may and you may not, but you're not going to know until you sample it. So do that, and all that is an exclusive from TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, and I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. Today is April 24th, 2019, and our discussion is talking about the code book, and then we're focusing in on being focused. What does the code book have to say concerning your question? Did you read it? Did you look at it? There are 9 different areas that Mr. Fuller of people activity that Mr. Fuller focuses on, and usually, well, your question is going to be within those 9 areas, and I can almost guarantee that before this program is over, he will name each one of those 9 areas, usually 2 or 3 times a program. So give it a listen. Okay, from the Gmail, so let's do this. This comes from George. He says this, Mr. Fuller, I'm going to be in trouble for this one, but I got to spit it out. Mr. Fuller says that anything negative that affects the masses of black people is always the fault of white supremacists. Wrong. It is our fault. Why? We always have a choice when they do what they do, and we almost always react in a negative emotional way, resulting in a negative result through our disunity. The devil is always going to make you an offer. It is up to us to never accept it. The story of Faust is all about this. Could you comment on this, please, Mr. Fuller?
Well, my comment is right out of the textbook itself. There are 4 things. I don't know what page it is right now, but it's in there. And it goes like this. That covers just what, you know, from the compensatory code view, it covers what was just stated. And that is, many people have been harmed who should not be harmed. I'm going to name 4 things now. Number 1 is, many people have been harmed who should not be harmed. Number 2, many people are to blame. That includes black people, you know, males, females, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Many people are to blame for the harm that's being done. Number 3, the people who are most to blame are hiding in plain sight. all right? And number four, the people who are most to blame are all white supremacists. And all of the evidence shows this. That's the response to that. The remarks that were made, that's mm-hmm. the codified response. Many people have been harmed who should not be harmed. People are being harmed all over the planet, every day, every minute. I mean massive harm of people everywhere. I mean, newspapers are just full of what? Reporting people, mostly, who have been harmed, who should not have been harmed, and in ways that the harm should not have happened at all. Everything from people blowing up cities to auto accidents. You're being harmed. You know, somebody goes through a red light, that's harm. And you have a major collision. A lot of young people in the back seat of the car, in their car seats, and they're killed because the crash was so horrendous. They didn't survive, even with car seat belts on and all of that, and child care seats. People are being harmed. Many people have been harmed who should not be harmed. Number two, many people are to blame. Absolutely. White and non-white. Number three, the people who are most to blame are hiding in plain sight. And then number four is the clincher. The people who are most to blame are all white supremacists. Why? Because they run the entire planet. That's why you always put most of the blame in anything that happens that shouldn't happen on those who have taken charge and told everybody else what to do, when to do it, how to do it, what they'll have, what they won't have. And that's what the white supremacists do all over this planet called Earth.
Okay.
They tell all people of color what to do, where to go, when, what kind of work to do. So whoever's in charge, you know, you go to a nursery, which is what they have made black people, just citizens, you might say, of a nursery, if you can call it that, if we're being nursed correctly, which is not true. We're being nursed, but incorrectly. So you go into the nursery, and the children, which is what black people have become in the system of white supremacy, they're doing all kinds of crazy things. You don't grab the children. I mean, that's the long way around. You go and right to the head nurse of the nursery and say, what's going on here?
Yes.
You know, it's too much disorder. You're running the place. These people wouldn't be conducting themselves the way that they're conducting themselves if you weren't orchestrating it or allowing it to happen. I mean, you taught them. You're raising them. I mean, you said you were in charge. Well, you're in charge of this mess.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what you have made of these people, a mess.
A mess. Mm-hmm.
That's what I am, a mess in the system of white supremacy, in the way that I choose to look at it. Because I am not doing the correct things. You can't do the correct things in the system of white supremacy, mm-hmm. even when it looks like you're doing the correct thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to, but they won't allow it.
They won't allow it. Okay. Let's do this. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Just simply download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Now, the podcasts are available. That is radio the way it should be heard. We are focusing on the word focus and questions that we will take and also your phone calls. We're going to do that, and we're going to have much more. And we're going to ask Mr. Fuller, why do we lose our focus on the white supremacists being in charge always? That and your phone calls and more coming up next. Thank you.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
100 Black Women Columbus. Gas, Eggs, and Friends, Saturday, May the 11th at the Boathouse Restaurant. Hosted by TalkTainment Radio's Kahari Inaharo. Featuring Bobby Floyd, Mark Hampton, Derek Norris, Lisa Griffin, Darshell Williams, Dean Sims, Kristen Bynum, and Deja Mitchell. For tickets, call 614-572-1310 or go to 100blackwomencolumbus.org.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Shop Ash Kickin online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Linco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linco today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence Magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Ready to warm up from this cold weather? Planners will help you find the perfect vacation spot. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, the Caribbean to Las Vegas to Disneyland, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrip.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-FHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on talktainmentradio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Michael?
We're bigger than U.S. Steel.
If anything in this life is certain, if history's taught us anything, it says you can kill anyone.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Ever tell anybody outside the family what you're thinking again?
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And we are discussing on this April the 24th, 2019. We're talking about the code book and what does the code book have to say? Do you consult the code book before you answer your question or before you would ask Mr. Fuller to answer your question? Have you consulted the code book? The reference that you heard before we came in from the break was from The Godfather, one of Mr. Fuller's recommended movies with all the information in there that you can glean from that. But before we do this, let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you're on with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Good morning, and what is your question?
Good morning, gentlemen. My name is Richard from Oakland. First, thank you, Mr. Fuller. I feel like your work is the next step in defeating this racism and stalling justice thing, along with Amos Wilson and Dr. Wellstein. So my question is about racist labels. What are the advantages, disadvantages, rewards, or caveats if, let's say, the United States were to wake up and decide, we're not going to use racist labels, black, white, Asian, Mongoloid, Negroid, none of that exists anymore, just simply because there's no scientific basis for it?
So
I mean, is that something that needs to happen, you know, at now or sometime in the future as we dismantle racism?
Well, in the code book, there are three classifications of people when you talk about race and racism, according to what I've written. I I looked at the classifications over the years, and right now it's supposed to be 21, I think. It might be more. As the last census, I think, that I looked at, it was 21 categories, none of which makes sense to me. That is, when you put them all together, or even some of them individually, make no sense at all. Like Pacific Islander or some other race. What would you be looking for if you were looking for a person of some other race? I mean, you walk into a room and you say, I came here to look for a person. And they say, okay, well, what is the racial classification of the person? Someone will ask you that. And you say, some other race. Some other race other than what? What do you mean, some other race? What would the person look like? What are some of the characteristics? Give me something other than some other race. Well, some other race. That's the person, you know. We have several people here who are of some other race. And you say, well, can you point them out? And what makes them some other race? That's their official classification, some other race? Yeah, you know. Say, well, who would I be looking for? Well, look for some other race. That's what I just told you. I keep repeating myself, some other race. Now, that is a category. And then you have another category called Pacific Islander. What does that mean? I don't know. What qualifies you to be a Pacific Islander? I've been in the Pacific, and I've been on islands in the Pacific. You know, I've been to Guam. Spent about maybe 2 hours there in a flight going back and forth to Japan and whatnot. So I was on a Pacific island, an island in what they call the Pacific Ocean. Now, during the time that I was there, that makes me qualified to be a Pacific Islander, I guess. But a person say, oh, no, that doesn't qualify you to be a Pacific Islander. You know. You spent 2 hours in Guam on a tarmac, in a plane. You didn't even set foot. Yeah, but the plane is sitting on the tarmac, and I'm on a Pacific island. And so what are we talking about here? And what has that got to do with anything at anyhow? See what I mean? And on and on and on. So in the textbook for Victims of White Supremacy, to cut right to the chase, I said, when you talk about race, white, non-white, and white supremacists, that's it. Anything outside of that, you're wandering in the wilderness and you're not having focus. That is the focus. White people, non-white people, and white supremacists. You have to be white, though, in order to be a white supremacist. And that's what we are dealing with, because there's a reason for these classifications. And that's the question we should always ask. What's the reason for all these classifications? Whether it's 21 of them, or, like I said, 3 of them. You're supposed to be accomplishing something. Why be a member of a race if you're not accomplishing something? And so what is race for? Well, in the code book, I say race is racism. So everybody should be against people being classified by race. Now, if I get the caller's drift that just made this call, that's heading in the correct direction. Who thought up this idea of race? What are you racing against? They say human race. Why not just say, like I say in the code book, human being, which we don't have in the system of white supremacy. You can't have people who are humane, because we are in a inhumane system, a non-humane system. People are being mistreated. That is not humanity. So when you have a world government based on mistreatment, you don't even have a human classification. We are beings, but we are not human beings, because we are not humane. And why is it we are not humane? According to logic and the code, is because we mistreat people. And we glorify the mistreatment of people. This is why black people run around all up and down the streets in every city and all over the world and whatnot, gun in hand, bang, 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 fall down, you're dead. All right? It's been glamorized. Killing people is glamorized in the system of white supremacy. They teach us this nonsense. Okay. And we buy into it wholesale and pass it on from generation to generation.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope I'm not wavering from the point here, but the point is you've got three classifications in order to do what? Why did I inaugurate those classifications? It's to get rid of the whole concept of race and have universal man, universal woman as individual people who have characteristics that qualify each and every person on the planet to be a universal man and or a universal woman, and with the best characteristics that a human being can possibly have in all nine areas of activity. That should be the goal. But this thing about race is racism. And that's why I've said black people were told that we were members of a race. When did we join? We didn't join any race. The white supremacists came to us and said, you're black, and you're a member of the black race. We didn't know nothing about that. I mean, we said we were members of tribes and all like that, but race, what are you talking about? And that's how we got blindsided. They invented something called race and racism so that they could do what? Mistreat people on the basis of color. That's what.
Yes.
They are the usual suspects. They are the inventors.
Okay. Thank you, caller from Oakland, California. Thank you so much for calling. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I'm the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And we are discussing on this day, the 24th of April, 2019, we are discussing the reading of the code book. And what does the code book have to say concerning your question? And we are focusing in on being focused. But before we do that, this is very important. You need to get the you really do need the code book. I don't get a dime for saying or promoting Mr. Fuller's book. That's not it. But in order to follow and understand the suggestions that are made that Mr. Fuller makes, you need the code book. And at this time, we're going to have Mr. Fuller discuss the code book, how you can get it, and any pertinent information concerning the book. Mr. Fuller?
Yes, you can get the book, the basic updated book, revised expanded edition 2016, updated from 1984, by going to producejustice.com. That's producejustice.com. producejustice.com. And what will come up on the screen is a brief description of the basic code book, long title, United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept. But it has a more simplistic title, complimentary title, I Hear Voices in the Background.
Okay. All right, go ahead now.
Textbook Workbook for Thought, Speech, and Our Action for Victims of Racism. And racism is described as white supremacy. There's no other form of racism other than white supremacy. The white supremacists will say, like I said earlier, that there are many, many different races of people, and we're racing against something, racing against each other mostly, and all like that. But that's something that the white supremacists put in people's minds. And they do the classifying.
Hmm.
Yes, It's the white supremacists that do all the classifying. That's why the classifications keep changing. They changed them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you just say white, non-white, white supremacists. And this is what the book is designed to do, get rid of racism, period. And since there's only one form of racism, and that is the system of white supremacy, just get rid of that and replace it with what? The most logical thing, justice. Since white supremacy is about non-justice, maintaining the entire planet under mistreating people mm-hmm. based on color.
Mm-hmm.
That's not just. So the book is about that. Go to producejustice.com. And there's also an addition to the book about how to use words like we're using now. Call things by the names that they ought to be called. Like in the last program last week, that word America and the United States. We got to get that straight in our minds, what we're talking about when we say United States and when we use the word America. It's very important that that word be used correctly. What is an American? What is not an American? When is an American an American? Is there any such thing as an American? These questions should be answered. You hear slogans like, make America great again. And then everybody starts throwing things at each other and snatching people's caps off if they're wearing one saying, make America great again, rather than, in the codified procedure, ask questions about those four words. Make America great again. That's all you really have to do. Just say, okay, I'm with that, or I'm not with that, depending on what you mean when you say make America great again. So let's get into the question thing. I might have 3 or 4 dozen questions and counting about just those four words. We might sit and talk about 6 weeks on what those four words really mean when it comes to what? The 9 areas of activity, that's what, and who it applies to, and when, and where, and under what circumstance. What are we talking about here? See, it just calls for questions, not for name-calling and throwing things before the questions are even asked. Codification is about questions and answers, because questions and answers have proven to be the way to solve all problems. No exceptions to that.
Okay.
Go to producejustice.com.
All righty. Producejustice.com. Okay, 24th of April, 2019, and we are speaking about focus in the code book. Have you asked or did you consult the code book the compensatory code book, rather, before you ask your question? Did you really do that, or are you just asking a question just to be asking or to be heard all over the world? But anyway, we have a caller on the line. Caller, go ahead. You're on with Mr. Fuller. Please turn your radio down if you have it up. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Mr. Fuller?
Yes, ma'am.
How you doing, Mr. Fuller?
I'm still learning.
Right, I'm still learning too, Mr. Fuller. I really appreciate hearing your voice, and thank you for everything that you do for us. And I know the topic is constructive help. And I was just calling because I was listening to the other callers call in, and it seems to me that you need a little constructive help, because if some callers calling in, your book says that the person that needs the most help supposed to get the most help, right?
Correct.
Seems like you need a little help, because I wanted to ask you, how do you deal with our people calling in and saying different things that's not respected to you, that's not respected at all? How do you deal with that?
How do you deal with people who do
what? How do you deal with the callers that call in and they're not being humane?
Oh, I haven't experienced that according to my own evaluation. Of course, none of us are humane. Neely Fuller is not a human being. You can't be a human being in a system of white supremacy.
Like
so what I do is just try to do the correct thing, try not to harm anybody. And yes, so sir. None of the callers that I have, not a single one, has done any harm to me in my own evaluation. No one has harmed.
It just seems like they're not being respectful. And I think you being
they're not being what now? Let me get these words straight. They're not being what?
It just seems like that they're not. It sounds to me like they're not being very respectful.
Oh, respectful. Well, let's deal with that. Well, according to what I have written myself,
mm-hmm.
it's impossible for anybody to give me respect. That can't be done anyway. Respect. Okay. There's another word that goes before the word respect, according to the code. And that word is, it's a four-letter word. S-E-L-L.
Okay.
Self-respect. Now,
yes, sir.
Self-respect is what I give to myself. That's the only type of respect that's worthy of the term respect. Whenever you say respect, you're talking about self-respect. So self-respect comes from yourself. Now, what is the definition, the compensatory definition for self-respect? All right, according to the code, and it's in the code book, self-respect is, or respect itself is, just one thing, refusing to lie to yourself. Don't tell yourself lies. You're throwing respect out the window. There's no respect involved nowhere when you go around telling yourself things that are not true, that you know are not true.
Okay.
Now you have lost self-respect. And you don't ever, another thing about respect, use of the word respect. Words are very important. You never ask anyone to respect you. There's three things you don't ask for. You never ask for respect. You never ask for an apology, and you never ask for love, ever, from anybody, ever. Don't let those words ever come out of your mouth that you ask somebody to respect you. Respect comes from yourself. It doesn't come from somebody else. Other people can be discourteous and all like that. That's on them. That has nothing to do with you. You don't care what they say. Let them shout, curse, throw things at the wall, whatnot. I mean, that's their business. And that's a part of what you call compensatory conversation control. Okay? Yes.
Yes, sir.
See, if you beg somebody for respect, please respect me. Please apologize to me. Please love me. These things, for one thing, respect only comes from yourself. And apologies and love is something that people give voluntarily. Those other two things, apologies and love. You never ask anybody for an apology. Why? According to logic. Because it doesn't mean anything if you have to ask for it.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, it's when people come to you and say, I apologize for what I said to you the other day. That's when it has value.
Okay.
When you have to beat a person over the head and say, apologize to me. I'm going to inflict injury on you. I'm going to say terrible things about you. I'm going to do something to you. You better apologize. But first say, okay. I apologize for slavery, all right? I apologize for all the things I'm going to do to you next week or this evening.
Sir.
And in fact, I will load you up with apologies. I mean, and you'll have them in advance. How many do you need?
All righty. Got to leave it there because we have to close this hour. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard. Stay tuned for the second hour. That's the donate hour. Don't forget to donate to the second hour so that we can continue the great work that's going on. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why one should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.